whatever it may be, and you're going to think it's the next greatest thing out there because that nice man on the phone told you so, could get ugly. And again, people, this is why we're here. We're here. We're here to help you with this stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford wrapped up her testimony today before a Senate Judiciary Committee. Next, it will be Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. After Ford's testimony, Senator Lindsey Graham spoke to reporters.
We're 40-something days away from the election, and their goal, not Ms. Ford's goal, is to delay this, pass the midterms, so they can win the Senate and never allow Trump to fill the seat. I believe that now more than ever. I don't know who paid for a polygraph, but somebody did.
A body believed to be that of a missing 6-year-old North Carolina boy with autism was found Thursday. This ends a near week-long search for the 6-year-old, who vanished at a national park with his father. The boy's father, Ian Rich, explained that his son started running after a jogger.
I couldn't catch up with him. I feel guilt for letting him get so far ahead of me before I started running after him.
A news conference will be held later this afternoon in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Two federal agencies release economic reports, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at them.
In one, the nation's economy shown to be growing at the fastest rate in nearly 4 years. As the Commerce Department figures show, gross domestic product increased 4.2% during the year's second quarter. Economists say it sets the stage for a strong third quarter and growth better than 3% for all of 2018. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says 214,000 people filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, up 12,000 from the week before, but right in line with what analysts expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House of Representatives passed legislation that would give federal regulators the authority to set minimum standards for seat size and legroom on flights. The proposed law is designed to ensure that in the case of an emergency evacuation, people have a safe and timely manner to exit the plane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, Christine Blasey Ford is still being questioned by a Senate Judiciary Committee over allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party over 30 years ago. The Republicans have continued to defer their time to Rachel Mitchell, a prosecutor from Phoenix. Let's take a listen to a portion of that questioning.
Can you describe all of the other social interactions that you had with Mr. Kavanaugh?
Briefly, yes, I can. There were, during freshman and sophomore year, particularly my sophomore year, which would have been his junior year of high school, 4 to 5 parties that my friends and I attended that were attended also by him.
Okay. Did anything happen at these events, like we're talking about, besides the time we're talking about?
You can answer that question, then I'll go to Senator Harris. Go ahead and answer that question.
There was no sexual assault at any of those events. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yes, those were just parties.
Or anything inappropriate, yeah. Is what I'm asking.
Well, maybe we can go into more detail when there's more time. I feel time pressure on that question.
Okay.
Yeah. Senator. Happy to answer in further detail if you want me to.
My question is, was there anything else that was sexually inappropriate, any inappropriate sexual behavior on the part of Mr. Kavanaugh towards you at any of these other functions?
No.
Okay.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I guess there's many ways of putting this. Some may say that you can read between the lines. Some people say, I can see the pitches or the stitches on the fastball. I see BS. I see it. It's real easy for me. Again, you want to give me an analogy to the Matrix, okay? Right through all of the crap. And we've been doing that on air for almost 19 years. Even longer through Markowski Investments. Decades through Markowski Investments. Going after cons, frauds, BS. This is what we do. In all areas. And it doesn't take me a very long period of time. We were just talking last hour on the program. We're talking about how the SEC is going to allow for more people to get involved in private stock deals. Okay, fine. You get one offered to you, you pick up the phone, you shoot me an email, and I will be able to tell you in a very short period of time whether it's real or not. It is what it is. Again, take a look at our bloody track record. Second to none. I see BS in the news, too. And I see what they're trying to do. And I see the agenda they're trying to push. This past week, the big story, the one that knocked the Bob Woodward book off the front pages, was this anonymous op-ed in the New York Times. Now, I think that this is a great example. Great example of basically showing you how the media works, how Washington, D.C., how the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, operates. The op-ed, I am part of the resistance inside the Trump administration. I work for the president, but like-minded colleagues and I have vowed to thwart parts of his agenda and worse inclinations. Oh, man, this is tee it up for the New York Times, MSNBC. This is right up their alley. We're going to go through this. President Trump is facing a test. I'm reading from the op-ed. Facing a test to his presidency unlike any faced by a modern American leader. It's not just that the special counsel looms large or that the country is bitterly divided over Trump's leadership or even that his party might well lose the House to an opposition hell-bent on his downfall. The dilemma, which he does not fully grasp, is that many of the senior officials in his own administration are working diligently from within to frustrate parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations. I would know. I am one of them. Dun, 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 dun. To be clear, ours is not the popular resistance of the left. We want the administration to succeed and think that many of its policies have already made America safer and more prosperous. But we believe our first duty is to this country. And the president continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of our republic. This is why many Trump appointees have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's more misguided impulses until he is out of office. All right, let's talk about this. So in order for you to preserve our democratic institutions, you need to act in an undemocratic manner. Who the hell are you? I'll be honest. Who the hell are you and this supposed cabal, deep state, that is working to undermine Donald Trump's worst impulses? Were you elected? Were you elected? Or did you just so happen to go to an Ivy League school and someone just tell you your entire life how awesome you are? And daddy helped you get a job in government. And you've been sitting working there at the White House. And you're now a senior government worker. You know how many senior administrative workers there are? Hundreds. So, again, where's the democratic process here? This is creepy, is what this is. The root of the problem is the president's amorality. Anyone who works with him knows he's not moored to any discernible first principles that guide his decision-making. Although he was elected as a Republican, the president shows little affinity for ideals long espoused by conservatives, free minds, free markets, and free people. Whoa! Here. Free minds? What is that supposed to mean? Free markets? We're not for free markets here in this country? Correct me if I'm wrong. Donald Trump has done more to free up the markets by getting rid of Barack Obama executive orders and reducing regulations than anybody else. A hell of a lot more than George W. Bush as well. Now they say at best he has invoked these ideals in scripted settings. At worst, he's attacked them outright. Do provide me an example. In addition to the mass marketing of the notion that the press is the enemy of the people, President Trump's impulses are generally anti-trade and anti-democratic. Anti-trade. Not seeing it. Some may say it's anti-trade. I'm not seeing it. There's a discourse where some people are against tariffs. Some people are for them. I think Trump has had some wins when it comes to the trade wars. It's not even a war. Trade discussions that we're involved in. And there's some places where it hasn't worked so good. But I think minds can disagree on whether or not these tariffs have worked or not. Anti-democratic. How? How? You see Donald Trump signing executive order after executive order after executive order like Barack Obama? No. The op-ed goes on. Don't get me wrong. There are bright spots that the near ceaseless negative coverage of the administration fails to capture. Effective deregulation, historic tax reform, a more robust military, and more. But these successes have come despite, not because of, the president's leadership style. Oh, you don't like his style, which is impetuous, adversarial, petty, and ineffective. If it's ineffective, how is he getting all these things done? How is he getting all of these things done? I don't get it. I really don't. It makes no sense to me at all. I'm reading this, and I'm talking about my BS meter. And it starts going off. Beep, 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 beep. This sounds like, to me, this was written last weekend at a Georgetown bar with a staffer, maybe senior, some, maybe the hanger-on, somebody had been there through the Obama administration, can't stand Donald Trump, there now, with his or her buddies at a Georgetown pub over beers. And it sounds collaborative, is what it sounds like. It sounds like you've got various different talking points coming from various different faxes that are put out to these people on the left, and they're putting it all together. Are you hearing what I'm hearing in this? You know what I also hear as well? I hear compliments kind of thrown in there, here and there. Kind of like Limbaugh talks about this on his radio show, the seminar callers. I love your show. I listen to you all the time. But people with an agenda, I can see right through the BS. I'll go on. From the White House to executive branch departments and agencies, senior officials will privately admit their daily disbelief at the commander-in-chief's comments and actions. Oh, merciful, what did he say? Most are working to insulate their operations from his whims. Really? How? Meetings with him veer off topic and off the rails. He engages in repetitive rants, and his impulsiveness results in half-baked, ill-informed, and occasionally reckless decisions that have to be walked back. Like what? Yeah. Trump puts some stuff out there sometimes that, yeah, he wants to push forward for, remember it was the raises for government workers. He wanted to freeze that for federal workers. And, you know, politics, he kind of walked that one back. Yeah. Yeah, this is his style. Might not like it. Might be different than prior guys. But is it working? Is it working? There's literally no telling whether he might change his mind from one minute to the next. A top official complained to me recently, exasperated by an Oval Office meeting in which the president flip-flopped on a major policy decision he'd made only a week earlier. The erratic behavior would be more concerning if it weren't for unsung heroes in and around the White House. Some of his aides have been cast as villains by the media, but in private, they've gone to great lengths to keep bad decisions contained to the West Wing, though they are clearly not always successful. Really? What bad decisions? I can give you an entire 8 years of Barack Obama of nothing but bad decisions. Again, you are what your record says you are. Am I wrong? Yeah, this is kind of reminding me, you know what this reminds me of? Bill Belichick. Yep. All of these guys, you know, these guys end up these leaving the New England Patriots and complaining and moaning, you know, Belichick this and Belichick that. Really. There has never been a football coach more accomplished in the history of football. And yeah, I'm saying it right here and now. Whereas you get one and done every year in football. One and done. Here's a guy, team wins, and then they go to the bottom of the heap. Every year, It's like, okay, who's going to win in the NFC and play the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Is pretty much the conversation. And all you get these guys that leave the, oh, and they're disgruntled and they're upset. Am I wrong here? Is my analogy wrong? This is like water cooler type talk inside a business with disgruntled employees. Yet again, just take a look at the news from the past week. Lowest amount of people unemployment benefits in 50 years. Manufacturing through the roof. One story after another story after another story. And this makes the actual headlines. Yep. I smell BS, people. I do. I do. I think that this is a collaborative effort. I think this is a big, fat, huge fugazi that, again, even leftist columnist Glenn Greenwald coming out and blasting this as an utter joke. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. How to chime in. And again, people, if you're new to the program, I bash Trump all the time here. There's things that I disagree with all the time. But again, this is absurd. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Bruce Hornsby. This is early 1980s. I actually saw Bruce Hornsby play keyboard for the Grateful Dead, and this was like 1991, maybe. Maybe 1990, 1991. Yeah, I'm like doing the old Dr. Evil. I'm a cool. I'm a hip. No. Hey, I like music. It is what it is. Now, it wasn't a deadhead by any stretch, but hey, I like a lot of them too. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street. And there's nothing wrong with being a deadhead. Just avoid all of the drugs, would you please? Anyway, I didn't get that, though. I didn't get the whole traveling around to see the same band again and again and again. And listen, I've got good friends right now. I've got clients. I have clients that own, serious businesses. Serious businesses. But come the summertime, and they can afford to do it, they go from Grateful Dead. They go from Dave Matthews concert to Dave Matthews concert to Dave Matthews concert. I'm not kidding. Anyway, don't have time for that. But anyway, we got to talk about the whole Supreme Court embarrassment. It is. We're pretty ridiculous. We really are. Some of the things that are being put out there. The woman sitting behind Brett Kavanaugh, they put something out on her saying that she made a white power sign and went and attacked her. She's half Jewish, half Mexican, and her grandparents are Holocaust survivors. And what, she's a Nazi? And the funny thing is, social media doesn't care about that, right? We talked about social media earlier on in the program. It all depends. You know, remember Bill Clinton said it all depends on what the meaning of the word is. It all depends on the meaning of the word hate is. Talk about some hateful rhetoric. And then what was the other one there? Brett Kavanaugh snubbed the father, the Parkland father there. And then you go back and you watch it, and it was security and separate. Man, it's really bringing out the worst in us, is it not? Really bringing out the worst in all of us. Not me. Not me. I'm going to point out the evil that is out there. Again, you, the celebrities, you people are deranged. And I said this before on the program. There's no sense in getting angry at these people. If there was ever a group of people that needed to be prayed for, it's these deranged people on the left right now. They must be, could you imagine living in their world? Could you imagine being, I see some of this stuff. And listen, I'm a human being, like anybody else. And I have come close from going off on some epic rants, ripping into people on social media or comments in an article somewhere, responding. I never do. I never do, because if I do and I respond to that, they in essence win. Because there's really nowhere the conversation is going to go. And I've explained this to people here on the program. You cannot engage. You cannot engage somebody with mental rabies. You want to call it that? We'll call it mental rabies. Foaming at the brain. Now, people who, familiar with wildlife and live in wooded areas, you know, as a rule, if you see a raccoon in the daytime, stay away from the raccoon, because the raccoon probably has rabies. Usually see them at night. What we're living in right now is we're living in a world where people have rabies on the brain. And I, the only solution, that's the only thing I can think of, people, and again, is pray, you're going to have to pray for these people, that somehow, some way, they're going to pull out of it. More on the Kavanaugh hearings when I get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Our 24-hour-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford wrapped up her testimony today before a Senate Judiciary Committee. Next, it will be Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. After Ford's testimony, Senator Lindsey Graham spoke to reporters.
We're 40-something days away from the election, and their goal, not Ms. Ford's goal, is to delay this, pass the midterms, so they can win the Senate and never allow Trump to fill the seat. I believe that now more than ever. I don't know who paid for a polygraph, but somebody did.
A body believed to be that of a missing 6-year-old North Carolina boy with autism was found Thursday. This ends a near week-long search for the 6-year-old, who vanished at a national park with his father. The boy's father, Ian Rich, explained that his son started running after a jogger.
I couldn't catch up with him. I feel guilt for letting him get so far ahead of me before I started running after him.
A news conference will be held later this afternoon in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info at Hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I haven't heard this song in a while. I got a lot of Skinner on vinyl in my collection. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Listen, people, I wish I had something better. I wish I had something that you could say. But I learned this in radio a long time ago. We used to take a lot of calls. I don't take any callers anymore on the weekend program. Sorry, folks. I can't. There's too much that we have to go over here on the program. Can't do it. And I learned a long time ago that you get somebody foaming at the brain calling into the program, there's no way you're going to engage in any sort of debate or civil conversation or get anywhere. And it's unfortunate, but that has been the discourse, and that's the discourse track that we're on here in this country. And I think a lot of that has to do with social media, cable news as well. And you see the things that people say about others and how quickly. I mean, it goes from zero to Hitler in 1.5 seconds. And it used to take a little bit of time. But it doesn't matter right now. If you are a conservative, you are Hitler. Brett Kavanaugh, you take a look at that guy. He wants to kill women. You understand how stupid you sound by saying that? No, they don't. Like I said, they have rabies. And again, I don't know what's going to do it. When Indiana Jones in Temple of Doom got hit with the thuggy cult, remember he drank the blood? I remember Short Round had to like burn him quickly with fire to get him out of it. I don't know what's going to break this curse, this rabies that is on so many people. But the only thing that came up is you got to pray for these people. That's it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court hearings there. It was a great piece, the Wall Street Journal this past week, talking about Kavanaugh and the Ginsburg standard. Don't blame Brett Kavanaugh when he demurs at his confirmation hearing from answering questions on legal issues that might come before the Supreme Court. It is the senators who will be wrong. Again, this is something that I explained here on the program. You cannot demand commitments. No judicious nominee can provide. To answer any direct questions on these matters, including Roe versus Wade, health care, would disqualify that candidate. This is a principle that has, they call it now, the Ginsburg standard. This is after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She explained in the opening statement of her 1993 confirmation hearing, a judge sworn to decide impartiality can offer no forecasts, no hints, for that would show not only disregard for the specifics of the particular case, it would display disdain for the entire judicial process. Or she later responded to a question about constitutional protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation. No hints, no forecasts, no previews. Now, again, go back to the Gorsuch hearings when he's saying the exact same thing. He's had rulings, and he pointed out, he said, I've ruled on cases that I didn't like the ruling, but I have to follow the rule of law. How often here on the program do we talk about that we are a nation of laws? We are not a nation of men. What we're witnessing and what we're seeing take place, what we're seeing with the protests out there, is a show. This is well organized. Many of these people are paid to show up. And quite frankly, it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. And I have to, at dinner with my kids, explain this embarrassment to my children. And explain to them this is not how this is supposed to work. And in fact, if you actually go back and take a look at history, we didn't always do this when it came to nominees. The process wasn't always like this. We're embarrassing ourselves is what we're doing. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Don't go anywhere. Much more on the program. Again, I don't get 90% of what I prep. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like Kale, set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the GEICO Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
GEICO for your boat. See how much you could save.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
A couple quick back stories here on the political front. Guess what's coming back? MTV is going to be bringing back its Rock the Vote campaign. They started that one up when Clinton was running. And I'm telling you right now, that played a big part in electing Bill Clinton as president. Now, again, Ross Perot didn't help matters any, but yeah, Rock the Vote is coming back. Gee, I wonder who they're going to be supporting. Gee, I wonder who. Donald Trump, I want to mention this as well, went after Attorney General Jeff Sessions again over criminal charges brought against two Republican congressmen. We talked about this a week and a half ago. You had the, obviously Chris Collins in New York is accused of insider trading. And then you got Duncan Hunter misappropriating campaign funds, using it for personal expenses. Listen, I'm going to go after the Donald on this one. You don't like your attorney general, fire. If he's following the rule of law when it comes to both of these cases, so be it. But if you don't like Jeff Sessions and the job he's doing, fire him. It's your own fault, man. You hired him. He was your choice. You picked him. Once, if I'm president of the United States and I know that I'm going to be hearing it, getting it from everywhere, all the time, I'm going to be getting shot at from every direction, figuratively shot at, from every direction, from the media, from every group out there. And I find out that my attorney general is going to recuse himself from something that important. Earlier on, the whole Russia, Robert Mueller fiasco. Well, then, you know what? You should have changed him out then. But you didn't. So it's on you. Quickly on this story as well. I'm telling you right now, okay, this stuff creeps me out. Honestly, I'm not kidding you. I have nightmares about this. I do, and they're weird nightmares. In my nightmares about this stuff, for some reason, I don't know why, I keep dreaming about this socialist, communist takeover and some of this politics. I'm driving around in my old car from like 15, 20 years ago. I don't know why, but I am. I don't know. Just curious. Anyway, Ayanna Pressley in Massachusetts ousted Michael Capuano. Michael, 20 years. 20-year congressman. I actually interviewed him at the 2008 Democratic Convention in Denver. She is another Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yep. I don't find it funny. I don't find it cute. The Massachusetts 7th District, was actually John F. Kennedy's district. And now it's minority, majority of the people there are now technically minorities here in this country. But she's another left-wing loon. I don't like it. I compare them. You don't want termites in your house. I don't want socialists and communists in the house. And they're getting way too close for comfort. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
In my house, I am I'm pretty much the human. Well, I'm the human garbage can. I eat all the leftovers. I cannot stand waste, especially food waste. Cannot stand it. Drives me. That and being late. I hate waste. There's certain things that just drive me insane. But one of the things that it's part of radio. I've gotten used to it on radio. We have a lot of story leftovers here at the Watchdog on Wall Street shows. That story I just don't get to. It's not that they're inferior topics or things that I kind of save for later. I just didn't have a chance to get to them. And I want to remind everybody that, again, we're on 6 days a week, 18 hours of the Watchdog on Wall Street show. And yeah, it's free. I don't charge people for our podcast. You can get it. Go to our website. You can sign up for it. You can get it on iTunes as well. We're in the process right now of working out some things, putting together an app for the show, various different things to help out our listeners out there so they can listen to the program. But anyway, I do like to save one segment an hour for kind of obscure stuff. Kind of stuff that's off the beaten track that makes me laugh, but also kind of highlights just how ridiculous we've become. This story, New York Times. Yeah, here. I didn't get a chance to go. And every year I say to myself, I'm going to go. I want to go to the U.S. Open. I want to go watch. I love tennis. I do. I admit I liked it a lot better when I was younger, when I didn't hit the ball so hard and there was more rallies that took place. But some of the things that are taking place today with some of these players are incredible. I mean, how old is Roger Federer right now? What has he got to be, about 36, 37 years old? I mean, when I was a kid, he would have been retired. I mean, Bjorn Borg, I think, retired at 26, for crying out loud. What he's doing is absolutely amazing. But he lost. And he lost to somebody that, again, wasn't ranked very high. I think it was ranked like 50th in the world. And, you know, Federer was complaining. He said, you know, it was really hot. It was really hot out there. It was a lot more humid than usual. And it really, he admitted that it got to him. Hey, you know what? I'm much older than Roger Federer. And guess what? When I'm out playing lacrosse still, my old guy lacrosse games, the heat gets to me too. But it gets to everybody. And I found it funny because the New York Times actually ran an article saying that Roger Federer lost due to, and I'm not making this up, climate change. That's right. Because it, again, extra, read all about it. Hot night in August. Now, one of my all-time favorite Neil Diamond songs, Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. It's, the song starts off, hot August night, right? It's nothing new. That song, I don't know, when did that come out? Late 1960s, early 1970s, Neil Diamond? This is nothing new. No, no, no. Why Federer lost is he's getting old. And the heat got to him a little bit more. But it's hot in August. We have 90 degrees here in New York. Next week, it's going to come down. It's going to be in the 70s. Anyway, not so. I want to talk briefly about this because, again, we love sports. And I'm curious to see what happens with this. The former athletes in Division I men's and women's basketball are seeking to end a cap on what they may receive for participating in college sports. And people are shocked when I talk about this here on the program. This is a money issue. And again, got clients, you know, professional athletes, ex-professional athletes, and it's something that I discuss with them. Let's be honest here, people. Is it fair? You tell me, is it fair that a person can be 18 years old? 18 years old, they can go and they can go off to Afghanistan and die for their country. They can vote, but they can't play in the NFL. They can't play in the NFL. That's the rules. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Money. This is more about, in my opinion, this is more about the NFL than it is the NCAA. The NCAA is just, there's a big money-making organization as well, and they're working hand-in-hand with the NFL. The NFL doesn't want to pay for training these youngsters. Why would they? They like the system. They like the system. Kids go to college. If they make it through that gauntlet and they survive, then, you know what? We got this big event called the NFL draft. And they roll them in and roll them out. And listen, I love the game of football. I do. I loved it. I love playing it. I've got two boys that play it. I do. But I know what it is at the highest levels. And I'm being honest here, okay? I live in New York now. New York football is a lot different than Florida football. I'm not worried about my kids playing here as it would be if they were in Florida, where the entire offense and defensive line of high school is 300 pounds. It's crazy. But you can get hurt. The average football player plays 3 years. Why shouldn't they start right away? Why shouldn't they be compensated? And you make that comparison to Major League Baseball. If you are good enough, the best baseball players get signed out of high school. More often than not, they get signed out of high school. Well, they got a minor league system for baseball. Why can't they do the same thing? And honestly, the whole one and done with college basketball, do you think that is helping basketball? Do you think it's right? Do you think it's fair? No. If you're good enough, go. Go play in the NBA. Go play in the J League. The J-League is the second-best league in the entire world. It's all about money in this case, and you know what? It's not about the athletes, and that's a shame. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical.